just be meisiv some more horus and a little bit shakla v'taya v'chule bin yonei dover sheyesh lematirin. It's going to come up again in Yitzhak Hashem and Daf Nun Ches, but a little bit in yonim that come up over here. And the basic tzuris of the Shmaitzer that we discussed in the last Chabura was the Machlekes Rashi and the Ran, where normal we name on that Machlekes Rashi and the Ran. The Vilt names on that it isn't necessarily a Machlekes. We'll say over B'Ketzor Mamish what we said, and that is Rashi in Beitz Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that the rationale of Tovah Sheish Lamatirin is that since it's going to have a Het Lachazman, no, Achiechelenu, Beisa Yechabet, why should we rely on Bitulim the same way one shouldn't be Mevatel Issa Lachatchila? Chazal made an Issa Chomer out of be Mevatel Issa Lachatchila. You can't throw Nevela into a pot of meat. So Pshad is, even though Batsim, the Din HaTer is that it's Mutter, and if Nevela falls into a pot of meat, by the way, there's no Chomer to not eat. It's not called eating Nevela. Nevela is bottle. It's Pokka Mimenu Shem Issa. There's no din teira, there's no midas chasidus, not to eat from it. That being said, lemaisa, there was a piece of nevela. So, achiechelenu, be'isa, we're putting in quotations, be'isa, kilu tzachatecha disur, yoichal better after the piece of meat becomes mutter. So that's the idea. By anything that's going to become mutter lachazman, the Ran, by us, and Daftan Beis, gives his whole shtickle teira. That by min b'minoi, which is where the din is, by min b'she'enoi minoi, the bittel is on the tam, so it's bottles k'mi she'enoi. Ma she'enkin, min b'minoi, the bittel, the etzem chalois of the bittel, is a bittel of the iser to the heter. That being said, aviv vait, the iser itself is not a full status of iser. Felt in the status of Issa because it's something that will become mutalach hazman. It has a tzad heter. Mel, it's not in gans in a cheftza of a shame Issa. Mel doesn't have a shame bittel. It's like just putting in two things that are similar. That's not bittel. When you put in water into a water pitcher, you're not being mevatel the water that you put in. You fill it up and it has water in. You're not being mevatel it. You're adding to it. So the bittel is based on minu godim. That was the raid. The Velt says that the Ran certainly needs Rashi, because you have one of the Tziurim that's Mavu over there in the Sugi and Beitza has no rationale based on the Ran. And that is that the same way we're saying it by Bittel, it's also by Sofik Derabban Lekula. Why go with the Klal of Sofik Derabban Lekula if you could wait and it'll be Mutal Lachazman? Therefore, there's no Kula of Sofik Derabbanon by Dovish Eshnamati. And that makes sense to feed the Rashi, it doesn't make sense to feed the Ran. So Muzmin Zogin, that even according to Ran, the Rashi is true, but the Lomdus goes with the Ran, or in certain cases, you have Rashi, in certain cases, you have Ran. We boy that there is a machlokes in the fundamental principle of the Ran, and we spoke of Barichus, kama v'kama machlokes in between the Ran and the Ramban. Like the Sugav Dov Sheyesh Lo Matirin by Chometz, v'hamistayef. That was the Meduber. Now let's just go, and Kohen v'Kohen will be Moisev as Hashem a few Maram Koimis and Raid, Be'inyin Zu, Soivev around these two Nakudas. One, an afkamida between Rashi and the Ran, if it's two different rationales, is Lagabi Tiltum Muktzah. One of the discussions over there is Lagabi the Sugya in Beitza, is Lagabi Achilas Beitzim, and there the Isser Achila, Achi Echelenu, Yidid Lachazman. What happens not Lagabi Muktzah, Lagabi Achila, which is the Sugya over there, but Lagabi Tiltum Muktzah? So it's Lach and Nidbu to say a very Geshmak Asvara. Tiltum Muktzah, you're not going to say, don't carry it today. If you have a suffix on something and it became mixed up, you have a beitza and you don't know if it's mukta or not because it was neilad biyom. If it got mixed up in other beitzim, don't transport it, don't move it, because actually yechelenu behetelach asman. Today's tiltul has nothing to do with tomorrow's tiltul. You want to move things around. Today's today, tomorrow's tomorrow. There's no ad. Ad means don't consume it bechiyai gadn if you can consume it tomorrow. The ma'aseh tiltul of today and tomorrow have no shaykes. So lefi Rashi, you're not going to be able to use this for Avachichelen. The heter of the lomdus of the Ran still makes sense. There's no bittel because not in Gansen the Chaticha di Yisura. Good, one point. Another point. The Mechaz Chinuch and Simen Reish pay Dalid Sivkotten Gimel. He wants to know, and this is Neged directly to our Sugya, what Shach Dov Shesh Matirin by a Neder? At our Sugya is the Ran starting point is that the something that was Osalt's neder, if it fell into a pot, it has heter, frekta, what's with Dovish HaShematin? That's how the Ran starts the raid. Frekta HaShailo. What Shach Dovish HaShematin by something that's a davar anodur. Lemaisa, what are you saying? You're saying that it's mutter, it's davar sheyesh matir, because it could become mutter al-idei she'ela. Al-idei the she'ela, it's not going to become mutter. Al-idei the she'ela, the neder will be nekel, my friend, never was also. It's not a dvar isa that will become mutter. Davar sheyesh matir means, why it in its present state, it'll become mutter lachazman. It's not going to become mutter lachazman. It'll be nizbar that it never was also. What shayich ad sheyech elenu? Ad sheyech elenu in state A when you can eat it in state B. It's for sure not like that. So the Velt wants the leg too. Again, the ma'ir on this is the mechaz chinuch. The Velt wants the shtel too that legabe neder you only have the svar the ran. Says the chatich, which is a chefzad yisur of dova noder, is not completely a chefzad yisur because it could become mutter. If you'll be matter, the chefza, not the word, not the isa neder. The word is the chetich is not a chetich of the isur proper because it could become mutter. That's definitely true. Oy bazoi, you only have the svar of the Ran, you don't have the svar of Rashi. The Velt legs too, with this to be miyashiv, a Ramba. The Ramba Machol Sasuris, Perek Tezvov, Halach Yud Bey, says that by Dovash, Yeroyali, the Ramba says misvara. That by min, b'she'enoi, b'minoi, there's bittel, even though it's a davar sheyesh lo matir. Which is the principle of the Ran over here, that all the Rishonim are maskim to. And the Rambam says it misvar, the Ravid says Mishnah mufureshesi. Because the Mishnah says, which Mishnah? He doesn't know. So the Velt says, l'chayra, the one in the Noisa Kerem say it over there. Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, it says that this bittel tam, what says davar sheyesh lo matir? So the Velt wants to say, l'chayra, from this Mishnah is Mukhrach, like the principle, that there's no Choymer of Davar Sheyesh Matir, by Min, B'Sheinei Minoi. So, Ken Zayin, that it's not a Mishnah Mufureshes. Why is that? Ken Zayin, that the Rambam will be maskim to the Lomdus of the Ran, the whole Shtikl Torah of the Ran, and that Svoro is Mukhrach Umuvu B'Dvarein. It says, the way we explained, by Nidorim, you only have the Shita of the Ran. So by the Shita of the Ran, obviously you're going to have to say that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Min B'Minoi, is Cholok for Min B'She'enei Minoi. It's Taka Mukhrach in our Mishnah, but it's Mukhrach in the raid of the Ran, that is Bitulim, and the Bitul is taking place, because of Chatech Yisur, the Shem is the Shem Eter. Ma'ashen Kein, where you have Min B'Minoi, Ma'ashen where you have Min B'She'enei Minoi, is Bitul of the Tam. That raid is all Mukhrach from our Mishnah, but the Rambam will tell you by every other Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you also have the reasoning of Rashi. We just said by Ned it's not Shaykh, but by every other Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you'll have the reasoning of Rashi. Achiyachalenu b'yisur, yoichal b'heter. Now that, who said this is a chilek? Achiyachalenu, don't eat it. Who says that it's taka heter? Now the truth of the matter is that the Velt asks, why not be matmiya on this chilek? Lefi Rashi, it doesn't make sense. Says, we proved from Sofik Derabban Lekula that the Ran has to hold like Rashi. The Velt also legs too that Rashi has to hold like the Ran, because Achi Echelenu, which means don't rely on Heterim. So what's Nimsi Min Veminim Min Shenim Veminim? Why Tak is that Chilik and Chilik that's Mavur by all the Rishonim? And the answer to that is that even Lefi, the reason of Achi Echelenu, it means because you're eating Issa. When do we look at it, you're eating Issa? When something is min b'minoi, we look at it, there's a din of roiv, and it's bottle. But it's not keman de lesser in mitzias. When do we see that if A fell into a pot of B, that it's keman de lesser, only by min b'she'enei minoi? By min b'she'enei minoi, we see it as non-existent, you can't taste it. A piece of meat fell into vegetable soup, a minute amount of meat. We don't see meat here. Mashenken, if meat fell into, kosher meat fell into treifa meat, it's meat. The meat is here. It just does not keveh Hashem Issa. Here the chilek. So may the Achi Echelenu also would make sense by min b'she'enoi minoi to say that it's not called eating b'issa. It doesn't exist. But you could hear, theoretically, that this principle of Achi Echelenu would be true hein by min b'minoi, hein by min b'she'enoi minoi. Because of that, the Rambam held you can't learn out from the Mishnah by us the other dinim. Because by other dinim, you have that shi'echelenu. Only by neder you don't have that shi'echelenu. That's the shtickle teir, that's the conventional shtickle teir in the Rambam. to be miyashiv. The only thing is, what we were buying from the Rambam of Chometz, which is the Shita of the Ramban, that by Chometz it's Dovah Shiesh L'Matirin, was clearly geboit on not holding like the Ran. So this Shtikl Torah is not going to shtim with that game plan, with that Shtikl Torah. And over there, that Shtikl Torah is Doch Mukhrach Muvur, because the Ramban certainly holds that way. The Ramban, we proved how the Ramban goes back and forth with the Ran. The Ramban certainly does not hold to the Ran Shtikl Torah. He holds of Achiyach Elenu, not of the Ran Shtikl Torah. So it's not gonna fit. Good. That's just to know the sugya. Okay, another Maramokim, a Pische Tshuva in Yeridei Simukuv Beis. Yeridei Kuv Beis is the address for Dov Shiesh L'Matirin. One of the cases that's brought up, B'yachas to the sugya that we keep on discussing in Beitza of Achiyach Elenu, where that's the sugya of a Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv, where the problem is a problem of Muchon, it's a problem of Yomtiv. What happens a Beitza's Trefa, a bird that Trefa gave birth to an egg, and it also has that it was null to be yomtiv. It has two isurim. A, inisa trefa, and this is the raisa, because a nerled mena trefa is trefa. B, inasa isa drabonon of any minamuchon legabi yomtiv. And then it got mixed up in a bunch of other eggs. So Pischechuva has a back and forth that maybe it doesn't have bittel, because dava sheesh lematir. Says, even if the isa trefa is a dava sheen lematir, but this yomtiv is a dava sheesh lematir. The Welt wants to know, Lefi the Ran, it doesn't stim. The Ran is saying that if a Beitza, which will have a Hetel Achazman, falls into other Beitzim, so we don't hear a Bittel because there's no Nigud of Issa Teheter. But what about a Beitza Strefa? There is a Nigud. So the egg will become Bottle als the Trefa Shabai. It's a Chaticha Dizum, it's not the Trefa Shabai. L'chayre, this tzad the Pischei Tshuva is meira clearly without the Ran Shtikl Torah. It's pure Achiyach Elenu. Pure Achiyach Elenu. And therefore it goes like this. You're right, Alts the Issa Trefa, we'd be Mekel. But how could we be Mekel? L'chayre, idit lachazman. Another Maramokim, Gishmaka Maramokim, Beis Yosef and the Ramah in Yeridei and Kuv Beis. It's brought down more conventionally in Hilchus Bishul and Aruchai Mishin Yud Ches. Water that was cooked on Shabbos by a Yid. So it has a shtickle Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. What happens if water got mixed up? I even had the Shaila years ago. It was a Yid. The accent cooked water and then he added water. What happened was he took water out of the urn. He wanted to add to the cholent. He didn't realize that the water that he took out of the urn the urn was not working and the water was not boiled. And then he poured it into the cholent. So now the shaila is, could you make a Dovah Shiesh L'Matirin be mevatel the water that's in the cholent to the water that he poured in, which water that gets cooked on Shabbos in Al-Arit, Maisa Shabbos. Could you be mevatel to the water in the urn, to the water in the cholent? L'maisa, the shaila is not so negeh because the Issa of Maisa Shabbos only when a person's a shoygig. That case, he was a mesasik. But just l'sabbosizing where the case would come up. In any case, you have something that was cooked on Shabbos and it gets mixed up into a big pot of something else that was not cooked on Shabbos. You want to know, could you be mevatel? The aloch is meiser Shabbos. B'motzi Shabbos, it's mutter lachem. On Shabbos, nobody's allowed to touch it. After Shabbos, somebody will be allowed to eat it, somebody else. The fact that it'll be mutter lachem Shabbos to somebody else, does that render it dover sheyesh loim matirin legabei? For him, it's also a lomis, the way it's Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Shin Yud Ches. So the shaila is, do we look at it klape him as a dover she'en lematirin, or we look at it klape him as dover she'esh lematirin because somebody else will be able to eat it? And it's a machlekes to Beis Yosef in the Ramah, it's a santa machlekes. The problem is that they have a chikava raya. The raya is from truma. Truma falls into all over Shas, in Masechtas Trumas. The Mishnah is about bittel of truma. And the Shah says, what do you mean? Truma falls into a big pot of chicken soup. A little bit spice from truma. So nobody's allowed to eat it unless it's this batl, b'mosayim, b'meya, whatever. It's dinim a bitl in truma. B'minim, b'mshem. What do you mean? What's this? It's mutl l'kayanim. Why don't we say that it's dovah sheyesh l'matirin? Achi echelenu with a bitl, let a kayan eat it. He doesn't need bitl. That's the Raya L'chayt Shtag Raya. That means, if you want to cross over, what's my din? I'm Yisrael, and I want to know if I get from the Truma, from the path that had Truma fall in. So you tell me, no, Achiyachalenu, give it to Yisrael. We don't say that. Give it to a Kohen. We don't say that. We say, L'mais, it's my path. So why not say that, like, I have the water also? It's my water, so I can give it to somebody else. I can give the Chol, Matzi Shabbos, to somebody else. That's Achiyachalenu. The Welt is Doiche, that the Raya is a knappe Raya. It's a Shvacha Raya. Why? Because the Svara of Ad Sheyechelenu will only be when there's a Shinui Lachazman. In today's Oifin, don't eat it because it'll turn into something else Lachazman. By Truma, it's never turning into something else. Maisa Shabbos, L'maisa right now is a Chetichat Yisura, it's turning into Heter after Shabbos. So that's why there would maybe be an overlap that if it's turning into something that could be eaten by somebody else, it should be Mutter. It should be also, which said the Chaymer, also Legabi Mi. That's the Dichui. In the Ran, certainly the Lomdus works that way. The Ran's Lomdus, if it's not a proper Chaticha di Isura, is when it's going to have a separate din la'achazman. It's not a Chaticha di Isura if it's going to have a different din la'achazman. Masha'enke by Truma, it's a Cheftza, it is what it is. It's not changing. So if it's not changing, it is what it is today. The fact that somebody else could eat it doesn't change. Masha'enke in the water, if you tell me that La'acha Shabbos is going to be mutter, that means even today, it's not a proper Chetich Di Surah. Another noise minion on this Nikuda, you have, there's a Rash in Shvius in the 7th parak, argues with a Ran Lekamon, over here in the Dorm Daf Nukhasam and Aleph. The Shaila is Lekabi Perish Shvius. Perish Shvius, there's a Shas HaBiur, after which you're not allowed to eat the Perish Shvius. Before the Shas HaBiur, it has Kedusha Shvius, and you eat it with Kedusha Shvius, but it doesn't have an Issa. The Shaila is if it gets mixed up, if there's Dovah Shiesh L'matirin, before the Shas HaBiur, that means you have Perish Shvius, has to be eaten under certain conditions, it gets mixed up in a big pot of non-Shviistic soup or fruit or whatever it is. Do we say Hezran? It's Dovah Shiesh L'matirin, because even right now, you have an oifin to eat it, but oifin where it's eat it with Kedusha Shvius. It's similar to the idea of Yisrael getting Truma mixed up into his soup. Why don't we say Dovah Shiesh L'matirin? Because a Kohen could eat it. So Neid Yehuda discusses this machlokes, and he says this far, Dovah Shiesh L'matirin is only where something's going to change La'achazman. So it's going to change La'achazman, so you could say it's Ois, it's not really a Chetich Di Surah. There's no Ad Sheyechelenu when something is the same thing. And the Shaila is then, L'chor, the Machlok Sushoinim would have to be Soiviv. Do we look at Perish Shvius as something that's going to change? That means Perish Shvius, La'achazman will become also. So maybe there would be a Mokum to say that even though now Perish Shvius could be eaten by Kedusha Shvius, but since La'achazman will become also in Gansin, that says that in the Havona of Perish Shvius, it's Be'etzim already considered a Cheftza Disura. Even though it could be eaten by somebody else, it's a proper Cheftza Disura because it will be also Lekuli Alma after the Shas HaBiur. That would be one way to look at it. And maybe the other way to look at it would be to say there's no Nu Chalois Din after the Shas HaBiur. The Din of Kedusha Shvius, even before the Shas HaBiur, is to eat it with certain restrictions before the Shas HaBiur. And after the Shas HaBiur, those restrictions imply in Gansen. We explained this Amol, Barichus, that the Isser of Perish Shvius, La'acha Shas HaBiur, is not a new Isser Achidlo. It's when a person didn't get rid of it, such as any eating is a violation of the Hefker status of Kedusha's Perish Shvius. It's not a Shinui. So Melev, it's not a Shinui, so what do you have now? You have something which is Mutter to Tzassam. It's Mutter in one Oifin, and it's also in another Oifin. So maybe that's what the discussion is. You have the Svar of the Neid Behuda that there's no Shinui Be'etzem being Matrit. So that's not a proper Dovah Shiesh L'matirin. Okay. Another Noisei going back to where we started, which was that even according to the Ran, you have to reckon with the Dovah Shiesh L'matirin als Ad Sheyechelenu because what are you going to do with Sufik Deraisa L'kula? What does that have to do with the Ran's Yechatich Disu and Atchatich Disu? Those are all Svaras and Bittl. The Gemara says over there that even a Suffolk Derabon Lekula, when we don't rely Lekula because Atri Echalenu, Lekhard, as far as Mukrak, like Rashi. Frekza Cheshaila, what about a Dovah Sheyesh L'matirin with a Svek Sveko? Dovah Sheyesh L'matirin with a Svek Sveko. You could say that as right. So because of Achia Chalena. So Lamaisi, the Rajban Beitzid of Gimelamid Beis, says that when we see a Svek Sveika, we don't see a Leida Sofik. This is Bavus the Raid. That's not the pshat that Svek Sveika, there's a Hachro, a Roiv Tzodim. The Roiv Tzodim is Kevea that we don't have a Chaloy Shem Sofik before Nenu. We're not holding the Zuka Svek Sveika. We're not going to go into it. This is Bavus the Raid, the Shmaitz and then the Shmaitz Aleph, when you learn Ksuba Staff Tess. The Vort of Svek Sveika is that we don't see a Sofik before Nenu. The word of Achia Chalenu, the Rashba is telling us, is that since you have a Sofik before Nenu, don't eat it in a compromised state if you could eat it in a non-compromised state. It's not in a compromised state. It's command the lesser. The tzad is not here before Nenu. So that's why the Rashba holds that Svek Sveika command the lesser. So Melu is a heter of Svek Sveika even by Dovish Eshmatir. Lamaisa, the Mordecha doesn't hold this. The Mordecha brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha. The Mordecha is brought in the Beis Yosef and Simcha Beis. He's Machmer. The Ran in Beit Sadaf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph has a compromised position. He's Mechalik between Issa de Raisa and Issa de Rabbonon. And in Issa de Raisa, Svek Sveka by Dovish Yesh Lamatim will be Machmir. And Issa de Rabbonon will go Lekula. Yesh Lefalpo, exactly what's the Mechalik? Either it's called the Dovish Yesh Lamatim or not. Why is there a Chil between the Raisa and the Rabbonon Legabi this? It's a good question. Lamaisa will just say of another Maramokim, the Turin Yeridei Reish Tzadi Gimel B'Shem the Rosh is Mechalik between a Svek Sveka B'Taruvis. That means like Beitz Yeshanolda got mixed up, then it got mixed up in another, or a chicken that had a Sofik and got mixed up in a pile, then it got mixed up in another pile. Svek Sveka B'Taruvis, we see the first Sofik as not having a Heter. This is a Svara that's discussed extensively in Shmaitza Aleph towards the end. When it talks about Svek Sveika, is that whenever there's a Cheskas Isra on the first Sofik, so it never turns into a Svek Sveika. When the first Sofik is Chal, the Cheskas Isra is Machriya the Sofik, and it's also. So by the time you get to the second Sofik, no, the second Sofik is also. It's already Hukras, it's only one Sofik. So by Dovish Eshel Matirin also. Dovish Eshel Matirin, the first Sofik is Gol Chumra, it has Din of Isra. So now it never teams up with the second Sofik, it never becomes a Svek Sveika. Says the Tur B'Shem the Rosh that that's only B'Chiyai Gavni you have that Svara. Mashenkin, where you have two Sveikis in Mitzias. The two Sveikis in Mitzias would be like Chodosh. That's the Yeridei Reish Tzadi Gimel, the Alochs of Chodosh. So one of the terms B'Zman Hazeh is that there's Fashid Netzodi. There's a Tzad that there is no Chodosh B'Chutz Lorotz, and there's a Tzad, what's Chodosh? So Meli, you have built in a Svek Sveikis, so then you would rely on it Lekula. Not a Svek Sveka, but Taruvas. Okay, the last Maramokim is a Machloikis between the Ritva and the Ran and Beitz Daf Gimel, Daf Zayin, with the Rajba about buying Beitzim, the Sugya over there, from a Goy on Yom Tov. The assumption is that Reva, the eggs that the Goy is selling, if you stop by the road stop side, and you're buying from a Goy, eggs, most of the eggs are not fresh from today. Most of them come from yesterday. That being said, there's a roiv that's not a Beit Sheshanol to be Yom Tov. So the Maaseh is a Machlekes Yoshanim. Could you be Soimich on roiv to be Matar Dov Sheyesh Lo Matir? Machlekes Yoshanim. The Shar Melech is Mechalek between a roiv Bifoneinu, like a Ruba Di Issa Kamon. A Ruba Di Issa Kamon, Be'etzim, there's a Leida Sofik Bifoneinu. There's a Achroz, a Din Teir Acheram Lahatois. There's a Sofik, it's a Chalois Shem Sofik. No, don't eat it like this if you can eat it like that. Achia Chalenu. Masha'en came by Aruba, the lesser Kamon is Mevatel the Shem Sofik Bechlal. It's Mevatel the Shem Sofik Bechlal, it's not called the Davish Yesh Numatirin. Same type of rate. Good. Abis La'arum Giret Inyu with Samar Mekaymiz, Tein Lechochem V'yakimoyit.